Mississippi's past looms ever present in best-selling writer Greg Iles' latest thriller, Natchez Burning. It's the first in a trilogy that takes readers back 50 years to the Civil Rights era, murders and conspiracies, all set around Iles' hometown, Natchez, Mississippi. NPR's Debbie Elliott reports.
Meet Penn Cage, a former prosecutor and widowed single father. He's returned to his childhood home of Natchez, Mississippi, and finds himself fighting its most evil elements.
Penn Cage, I think of as annoyingly righteous sometimes. He's almost too good.
Greg Iles says he wanted a character who reflected the Southern men he knew growing up in Natchez.
He is not in any way sort of traditional hero. He's not always the actor who's committing all the things that make the story happen. In some ways, he's almost an observer sometimes, trying to figure out the why of things. He's not out here to kill people.
Penn Cage confronts killers, corruption, and the darkest secrets of this antebellum river city in a series of thrillers dating back to The Quiet Game in 1999. Iles considers that book a valentine to his hometown.
Okay, where we are, you're in sight of the Mississippi River Bridge, and we are on the bluff of Natchez.
200 feet above the water, on a drive, taking in a vista of miles and miles of flat, low-lying Louisiana on the other side of the Mississippi River.
The nabobs of Natchez, as they called them, the millionaires in the cotton boom, their plantations were on that side, but they lived in the palaces on this side.
The elaborate antebellum mansions are still here, because unlike Vicksburg to the north, Natchez surrendered to Union troops without a shot during the Civil War. Iles says it has a more European feel than other southern towns.
It's not like Atlanta, where they just put up a town because that's where the railroads crossed and it grew into a city. It really grew organically out of the land, the climate, the topography, and it just gives you a sense of place that you just never get out of you.
That sense of place permeates the Penn Cage novels. Iles even takes his titles from famous Natchez landmarks, like Turning Angel, the statue at the city cemetery that appears to turn around and follow you with her gaze. Now, Iles is back with a thick tome that not only plumbs place, but also history.
Let us begin in 1964 with three murders. Three stones cast into a pond no one had cared about since the siege of Vicksburg, but which was soon to become the center of the world's attention. A place most people in the United States like to think was somehow different from the rest of the country, but which was in fact the very incarnation of America's tortured soul, Mississippi.
Greg Iles reading from his new book, Natchez Burning. It's the first in a trilogy that pulls from the true tales of unspeakable racial violence that gripped Mississippi 50 years ago and their legacy today.
This book, I hope it throws a little bit of light on how complicated relations are between black and white. In Mississippi, black and white live cheek by jowl, day in and day out. It's not some remote problem, and it never has been.
Penn Cage discovers long-buried family secrets when he's forced to defend his idolized father, Dr. Tom Cage, the city's favorite doctor, now accused of killing his African-American nurse. The character, Tom Cage, is based on Greg Iles' own father, a Natchez doctor he describes as Atticus Finch with a stethoscope. Iles' father died several years ago. Then, in 2011, fate dealt him another blow.
I pull out on the highway and a truck hit my driver's door going 70 miles an hour. Took off my right leg from the knee down, broke 20-something bones, but the worst thing was it tore my aorta, which you're shaking hands with death then.
He awoke from a coma 8 days later with a different outlook on life and his work.
When fate reaches down and just about kills you, you realize, you know what? I don't have an infinite number of books left to write.
Natchez Burning debuted at number 2 on the New York Times bestseller list when it was released in the spring. And it's getting a warm reception in Natchez.
All right, hey, Greg, how you doing? I just want you to sign the book. Yeah. And I want to thank you for writing the book.
Iles spent hours recently signing books at the white-columned Dunleith Mansion, where locals remember his younger days playing in a rock band. Rod Givens, a friend, says when Iles first started setting his thrillers in Natchez, there was some consternation.
One of the classic examples is one of his books, you know, Turn an Angel. And you want to talk about controversial in the town. Well, there you go.
Turning Angel is about the murder of a popular high school senior and her affair with a married middle-aged doctor. Given says Isles' plots certainly get folks talking.
Did that really happen? Well, who is it? It's kind of one of those things of, is he really writing about so-and-so? And, you know, classic sort of southern gossip and all the whispers that go on. And, oh, he really wrote that about so-and-so, but he changed the name.
In Natchez Burning, a key character is based on a real person.
I'm Stanley Nelson, and I'm the editor of the Concordia Sentinel in Faraday, Louisiana.
Faraday is just across the river from Natchez. In the book, the Concordia newspaper editor is fixated with solving a civil rights era murder of a black music shop owner. In real life, Stanley Nelson tackled the unsolved murder of Frank Morris, killed when his shoe shop was set ablaze in 1964.
I got to thinking, you know, it's a shame. Frank Morris was the kind of person in the community that we should embrace, that we should care about. If we don't fight for justice for those kind of people, who do we fight for?
Nelson says he hopes Natchez Burning can spark candid conversations about the Klan violence that went unpunished 50 years ago. For Greg Isles, the question is always why.
All my books are an inquiry into the nature of evil. Why do good people do bad things? Are any human beings completely evil? Do we all have good within us? That's what I'm interested in.
And he says Mississippi is a fitting lens to view how race shapes the American identity. Debbie Elliott, NPR News.
It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne.